So Panyaza Lesufi, the MEC of Education in Gauteng, visiting the Graceland Education Center this afternoon. He's meeting the school's management following the rape and murder of one of its pupils. 15-year-old Letitia Jansen's body was found in the bushes in Elbeg last week. She had been stabbed and set alight after being left behind by the Skola transport system. Let's now speak to Bonga Dulani, our EWN reporter, who is in that area for us. Bonga, good afternoon to you. Thank you so much for speaking to us. What's come out of that meeting between the education minister and the family of Letitia?
Well, Clemens, a very distressed and a very heartbroken Panyaza Lesufi, his words, not mine, saying basically that what has happened here is something he thinks could have been prevented if certain ways were followed, basically saying he was very distressed that the school did not know that Letitia was missing for 3 days because he was informed first on Friday because she'd been missing on Wednesday and the grandmother had gone there and she was told, you know, go to the police, we don't know anything. So at the moment he has said that he's given them a deadline of 12 p.m. today to tell him reasons what happened. If he's not satisfied, Clement, at 1:02, he's going, his words again, saying heads we roll. So we do know that a very angry MEC is saying that things should not have happened this way. The school has a case to answer for. How that case extends, we don't know at the moment. And they're saying the family is getting support. There is some counseling. They're getting all the necessary support for the department, and obviously they did tell us today that what they're trying to get hold of them and trying to teach them is they can't speak to the media at the moment because it's too painful and it's too raw, and they'd like us to respect that.
Yeah, and my understanding is that the Gauteng Education MEC is still in Elsberg this afternoon?
He is still in Elsberg. He didn't come here, but he had to rush for a ANC. Just left a few minutes ago, waiting for an ANC engagement. He's apologizing to us, saying that he can't stay any longer. But he did say that he'll come back tomorrow, Clement, and give them an update if he has any of the family, because he has to talk to his counterparts regarding issues of health. He wants to talk to the police about what they know. He wants to talk to the Minister of Transport, because apparently the land where these kids walk to and from school is quite hazardous. The community is complaining. But the first time this has happened, and that one, that land, to be done something about it, either it cut down the grass too long. It's a mini forest. We walk through it to go see where she was, found her body, and as you can say, if the school kids walk there, then I'd also be worried because it is quite dangerous. It is quite a foresty, and it's quite high trees. So the MEC saying that he'll come back tomorrow with more answers because today he's heartbroken, he feels for the family, and he just wanted to come there and say he's with them and his department do whatever they can to find out what exactly happened to Letitia, and those who are responsible must be brought to book. A full might of the law must follow them. So he's very detected, very saying that he can't believe yet again another student has lost their life coming back from school.
Did he get any answers from the police on why they treated this case the way they did? Because reports indicate that they didn't come to the help of the family of Letitia as soon as they reported her missing.
And that's the key statement that the MEC says worries him, that departmental officials, not just only in his department, also school people and teachers would do this and say that they make sure that they tell their grandmother, go back, go to the police, whatever they tell her, and they didn't help her in any way, and said that he wants to find out what police did, if they did anything. He wants detailed reports. I don't think he's going to extend the police, but he did say that he'll speak to his relevant colleagues to ensure that all those, if they're found to be negligent, face the might of the law. He did even say, we asked him, what those consequences you looked at. He says, the harshest consequences will fall on those if he's not satisfied with the answers they gave him as to what exactly happened and why it took 3 days for this matter to be reported. And if anyone fails in the line of communication, then they must also be, they must face those consequences, which might lead to them losing jobs or any kind of department that they feel they must be disciplining in hearing. So, but if you don't want to speculate, saying that he wants those responsible to be held responsible.
All right. EWN reporter Bonga Dulani, thank you so much for that quick update. 14 minutes after 12.